Blog Talk Radio.
It is interesting that one of the most important aspects of the public ministry of Jesus is routinely denied or played down. But one cannot do so without dismissing a major aspect of his ministry, and that is the fact that Jesus did encounter the demonic. And he encountered the demonic in a very specific way, in a very specific manner. Now, when I say the term demonic, I'm using it in the sense that this term is used, of course, within the New Testament documents, particularly within the Gospels. Another term that is used is unclean spirits. We use the term devil, and the term devil means the one who divides. That is, the one who divides people for no reason. That is the meaning of the term devil. The term Satan, or Satanas, means slanderer, and or opposer. So we also use the term adversary, one who is an opponent at law or in a lawsuit. These terms are used in the New Testament with reference to evil supernaturalism. And so I'm going to be particularly talking about demons or unclean spirits. One of the best books that I have read on the topic of evil or biblical evil supernaturalism was a book written years ago by Merle F. Unger. Merle F. Unger, called Biblical Demonology. It is a classic in this area. And, of course, the work was not without its challenges, but I think that his arguments and his presentation was very sound. Another book that I read was called The Spirit World by Clarence Larkin, The Spirit World, and it is also the book is not very big, but it is a capable presentation of this area. And what I have also found is that in the biblical counseling movement, there had been this effort to align the topics of theology or the topics of systematic theology with divisions of psychology, that is, pop psychology, modern psychology, if you will, in order to say that these two meet at all of these points. And that has been routinely set aside, as they always are. The biblical documents present us with a different view of reality. What you and I may think of as normative, as we grow older, we come to know that what we have been told is normative has been greatly truncated. And a lot of information that we have been given about our culture, our society, ourselves, has been greatly manipulated. For whose advantage, I'm not sure, but when we go into the pages of the biblical documents, what is normative for us is greatly expanded. And so we need to understand, have some understanding of biblical demonology or evil supernaturalism. And once again, the term demons or demonia are used interchangeably with the term unclean spirits. So there is a supernatural realm. Now, when they deny the existence of a supernatural realm, that denial does not mean it does not exist. It does mean that a person has chosen not to recognize or to believe in a supernatural realm. A person has chosen to believe in a truncated view of reality, and so a truncated naturalism, a very musty, narrow, matchbox-sized consciousness is a result. Everyone chooses that viewpoint. But reality has a way of breaking out and smashing our preconceptions and our tidy understanding of reality. And so what we're going to look at here and explore is some aspects of the public ministry of Jesus, of his, and what he what his clinical experience was like as the great physician, and who we see along with his physical healing, there was also persons who were emotionally fragmented, and then there were those individuals whom he met in his ministry, in his medical ministry, as you will, who were demonized, whose lives had been taken over, whose personalities had been seized by demonic entities. So I'm going to say, I'm not going to use the term demon-possessed, I'm going to use the term demonized ones. And so I'm going to begin in Matthew chapter 8, which is a very busy and formidable chapter. At the beginning of Matthew 8, Jesus heals a leper. And if you read the book of Leviticus, you would read that the book of Leviticus is the great book on public health in the Word of God. The priests of Israel were also the public health officials as well. And so lepers were isolated. They were contained because of the nature of this disease. And so they lived together in colony. And so we read in verse 2 that a leper came down and worshipped him and saying, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean." Verse 3, we read, Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. Haptomai, which means to handle an object so as to exert a modifying influence upon it. But in this case, there's no it, there's a person. And so Jesus said, "I will, be thou clean." and immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Beginning of chapter 5, there was verse 5, there was another individual who had a servant who had been grievously tormented or excessively tortured. And we read in verse 6 in the Greek that he was dissolving. And we don't know the nature of his illness, but we read that he was dissolving. A message was sent to Jesus in verse 7, and Jesus said, I will come heal him. Therapeuo. That is, this is the word from which we get our term therapy. And so this is a very important term that we're going to see used throughout the ministry of Jesus. As we move on, well, we read in verse 13, and Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, that is to his servant of the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed the selfsame hour. So here we see that Jesus is honoring the faith of the one who went before him on behalf of another. That is the one who was dissolving, whose body was dissolving. And so this one's faith is honored by Jesus saying, be it done unto thee as you have believed. Very powerful. And so in verse 16, we move on. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed. This is the translation now. Possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Now, in the Greek, it reads for possessed with devils, demonizomenos, demonized, those who were demonized. And we're given a middle passage. And so with the control of the personality by the demons, the individual is rendered passive. The personality is rendered passive. And so, because the demonia exercise control or authority over the individual. Now, in our Western medical model, this is not recognized. This kind of behavior is not recognized. We have no model. We have no way to recognize this. There is no algorithm for those who are demonized. You can see in the tragedies of the histories of the nation, the carnage, the ruin, the brutality, the violence. We can see these things, and yet we can say, we can write other explanations. A lot of the history, because it is so obscene and so offensive, and a lot of the behavior that goes on with regard to human trafficking, and child pornography, this stuff that goes on in our culture, it is hidden. that is denied. And there is a pretense that these things do not exist. The behavior that ruins lives and creates tragedy, we seek to hide. But these things will not much longer remain hidden, because God sees. He casts out, verse 16, the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. We move on, and beginning verse 23 in Matthew 8, Jesus calms a storm. But then we get to verse 28. And verse 28 begins, or reads, "And when he was come to the other side into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed of devils." Again, demone dominoi, that is plural suffix. Two possessed of devils, or two demonized ones, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. Now, the tombs were chambers cut into the mountainside, and these are very common in Palestine. And on the eastern side of the lake, that is the Sea of Galilee, the cliffs are made of limestone or of limestone formation. And so, therefore, they're full of caves. When the Hebrews moved into the Promised Land, they lived in hill country. And so, one of the vital inventions that they had, they dug pits, a well, water, and these wells were lined with slate lime in order to capture water and to keep it. So, understanding the geography, the topography, understanding the type of rock formation and so forth is very important when we study the scriptures. And so note what we are given about these individuals. First, there were two of them who were demonized and coming out of the tombs. So we see their behavior. They were seeming fierce. They were wild then. And it is interesting that they cried out, saying to Jesus, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?" And so, so Matthew tells us that there were two individuals. And so when we turn to Mark chapter 5, verse 1, we read, "And they came over to the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes." And you read about this in Joshua chapter 22, verse 10, and Numbers 32. "And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit." So now the term switches from demonizomenoi, or zomenois, one, to unclean spirit. And notice, again, in verse 3, Mark emphasizes the abode of this man who had his dwelling among the tombs. "And no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains. The chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him." They were, remember, we read in Matthew that they were exceeding fierce. And so here we have something else is added, very the strength, the power. This has nothing to do with adrenaline. has nothing to do with being a very muscular. Because it would be very interesting to have a physical picture of these individuals, but we are looking into them spiritually and their behavior. What they could do, and you see the imposed social isolation and the power. And verse 5 gives us more clinical information. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. So self-mutilation. This is very interesting, because today we know the phenomenon of children. We do the same thing in our culture. And we have our explanation, our accepted explanations as to why this phenomenon is done, why children dig into themselves, why children cut into their flesh, and you know, why children chew their nails to the quick. We have our explanation. I visited a young woman at a hospital who had done these things to herself. And when I spoke with her, she told me her history and what had gone on with her. And inevitably, it was a history of abuse. Judith Lewis Herman talks about this type of abuse, the type of abuse that this young woman experienced. Very interesting presence. So this one, who lived in the tombs, was crying and cutting himself with stones. And notice the language. And always, night and day, and always, night and day. But then, something new comes into his life. It is someone new, I should say. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Why? This is always very interesting to me. So even in his misery and in his agony, he recognized something in the person of Jesus. And notice what happens. And something else occurs in verse 7. And cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." So we have the demons and the man, this individual. We see that this encounter with Jesus is the demon's attempt to continue to distort this man's understanding and to manipulate his consciousness, and therefore impose their will upon his will. Jesus does not answer to the demons. Jesus has one covenant statement. He said unto him, "Come out of the man. Come out of the man." There's no discussion. This was a command from a superior to an inferior one, if you will. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit, or unclean spirit. And he asked him, now Jesus asked the question, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. Now a Roman legion had 6,826 men. And he besought him that he would not send them out of the country. So Jesus heals this individual by casting out these demons. And so now we read in verse 11 that there was nigh unto the mountains a great herd of pigs feeding. Now this the Jewish tribe of Gad had taken on the illegal occupation of pig farming. This is against the law of Moses. And all the devils besought him, saying in verse 12, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. See, these unclean spirits, so we know something very important, they do not like to be without, not influencing a personality, if you will. And so they entered into the pigs, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea, and there were about 2,000, and they were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what was done. And when they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting, clothed, and in his right mind, they were afraid. Now, and they said, and they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to ask Jesus to leave. And when he was coming to the ship, he that was possessed with the devil prayed that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends and tell how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis, that means a 10-city federation, Deca for 10, how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men marveled. Now, we can limit the power of God, and we can say, well, God cannot do certain things. Jesus said, be it unto thee, according to thy faith, be it done unto thee. Or choose to believe that God can do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. We can choose to believe that and see the greatness of the power of God over our lives, over the lives of those whose behavior we cannot explain and who may be sent to talk therapy or intention of talk therapy be placed on psychoactive medication or drugs. But over and beyond that, there is the power of God to set free, to release those who have been imprisoned, those whose personality have been besieged by demons, which is real and which happens and which is not uncommon today. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. Have a wonderful day.